You look at the components of each one of our windows and doors and the crisp lines. We are essentially accomplishing a Mondrian piece of art, one component at a time.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
Not every show is about products, but this one is, folks. This one is with Fleetwood Windows and Doors, the top aluminum manufacturer that does a full system. I'm so excited to dive in and have a fireside chat with the VP owner, Mark McCoy, and our sales rep, Craig Johnson. And we have another twist today. Host Kevin Keefe is going bionic. He's getting his second hip replaced today as we're doing this recording. So I have my co-host with me today, Brett Reitmeier, the VP of Sales and Marketing for Mountain View Window and Door.
It is so good to be here. With a face built for radio, I'm ready for this.
I think selfishly, when we're doing the recording, sometimes he's walking by like, I should have been more involved in that in the beginning, right?
You know, it has grown into something I really appreciate.
Well, we're excited to have you here, and thanks for taking the place of Kevin. And we wish Kevin the best and excited to have him back after he gets his hip replaced. And Brett's a perfect person to be in this episode because Brett is the person who really pushed Fleetwood and was the guy that made Fleetwood happen here for Mountain View Window and Door. I was really full-fledged into the Anderson family of brands. Brett really loves the most complicated, most challenging technical things, and Fleetwood is not for everybody, but they definitely know their wheelhouse, and that's where I'm excited to dive in and talk through some of those details and tell some of the stories over the years that we've figured out how to play ball with Fleetwood, right?
Absolutely. We've not only learned to play ball, Devin, we play it better than anybody else in the market. From start to finish, from the product through to installation, having us involved, if you're a contractor or an architect, it really means that you're going to get the best end result you can. And so we're very happy to have both Mark and Craig here to talk with us about all things Fleetwood and really what makes them special in the marketplace.
So let's dive in and have a fireside chat with Mark McCoy and Craig Johnson. We'll do the speed round questions to Mark. Here we go. What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage. Adult beverage or non-adult beverage?
It's a lot more interesting talking about adult beverages, right?
It would be Knob Creek.
Knob
Bourbon.
Creek. Love it. When we're having a fireside chat, we don't drink juice around the fireside. So let's have a stiff on the rocks, Knob Creek, right?
Yeah, no ice. No, it's just straight up.
Straight up. There we go. All right. What's the favorite place you've traveled?
Well, probably Rome or Paris would be the top two.
Tell us one experience about that.
Well, my wife is from Austria. And her family is from Austria. And she always dreamed of going to Austria. So when our daughter was 13, she's now 26, we planned this month-long trip to Europe. And one of the things that she wanted to do was, Paris was our first stop. And so we went up to the top of the Notre Dame, and that was our first view of the Eiffel Tower. And my wife just started crying because that was the beginning of a dream that she had dreamed since she was a kid, to go to Europe.
So what's your favorite thing you like to do when you're not doing windows and doors?
I'm a fly fisherman. That's my thing. And like watching hockey. LA Kings, go Kings, just snuffed out the Vancouver Canucks. Sorry, any Canucks fans here in the audience? 5-1 if you were watching the game. Sorry.
Good stuff. So you're listening to Mark McCoy, who's the VP at Fleetwood. Tell us about your role in your company with Fleetwood Windows and Doors, and then we're going to take a deeper dive into meeting our local rep, Craig Johnson.
Yeah, family business is Fleetwood. Started in 1961. Dad got into it about 2 years into it, and so I grew up in it the whole time. As a kid during summertime, sweeping floors, putting price books together back in the day when you actually had price books, if you remember those, and just being around the business, and didn't know really anything about it other than my dad has a company that sells windows and doors, and they're aluminum. But there were a couple things that were profound to me, and we'll get into that probably later. But as I grew into a man, went to school, got an education in business management, always wanted to do that. I love to sell. I think God's given me the gift to sell. And so I needed to get some training and jumped in 1985 into Fleetwood as a full-fledged business guy and started at the bottom in the sales department and slowly started working my way up to where I'm at right now.
So your dad bought into the company basically right when it had been started. And then you, as a kid growing up in the business, had you didn't just give in the here's the golden ticket. You worked your way from the sales up to now you're in charge of all the sales, correct?
In fact, yeah. It was one of the things I've admired about my dad as a young man, even though at those times I was more frustrated with him because I wanted the golden ticket. You know, and I remember him telling me when I was 18 and I told him, I don't think I'm going to go to college, Dad. I think I'm just going to work. And he had always been the plan to go to college. So he came out. I remember like it just happened yesterday. He came out to the mirror department. I was out there making doors. And he said, son, so your mom tells me that you're not going to go to college. What's the plan? And I said, well, thought I'd work out here in the factory for maybe a year or so and then head into the office. And I didn't say this, but I was thinking it, you know, pretty much run the company, take on the presidency, a couple of months after that. Right? Yeah. Anybody can do this. So he said, okay, kind of nodded his head. He said, you've got a job here in the factory for as long as you need one for life. He said, but you see the office over there? He says, you'll never step a foot in there without a college education. That was kind of the end of the conversation. He wasn't angry. He just said, if you want to come in there, you're going to have to get a college education. So I took my dad at his word. And decided after I worked in the plant for about a year and I'm seeing a bunch of men around me that had been doing what they've been doing, the same thing for 20 years, I couldn't do that. I'd shoot myself. So I really needed to go in and do what I thought I could do and was gifted to do, and that meant going to school. So that's what I did prior to 1985, but January of 85, I started as the guy at the bottom of that particular sales department.
I love that story. My father, Keith Hogstead, who is my CFO of the company now, I love to hear those stories as being a new father myself, as far as how did you educate and how do you make that work? Because I already hear it, you know, Eva's going to take over Mountain View someday. And I said, maybe, you know, who knows? And Keith was always like, what's your plan? And he went to a Votech school and was a builder and worked his ranks up into the building supply industry. And he said, you do what's best for you, but I'm not going to pay for college. If you want to go to college, you keep track of it. And when you graduate, you give me the diploma and the bill and I'll pay the bill. And that's what we did. It was awesome. But it's cool to hear the stories of not just giving that. Even if he could do that, it's setting those parameters. And that's what we love to peel back some of those, all those different learning lessons here in the art of construction. So thanks for telling that story. And the other person I want to introduce is Craig Johnson, who is Mountain View's guru when it comes to Fleetwood here in Colorado. And is a, you know, when I talked about our reps in Studio MVWD, Craig is one of the best because he's out there being very proactive and really bringing the proper stuff into the funnel and understanding who we are. And we're always talking about systems and structure and understanding your why and what direction and who is your ideal customer. And we have Craig at our level. You got to buy right to sell right and partner up properly. And Craig is always out working with my team and our customers. So introduce yourself and what you do with the company, Craig.
Thank you. My name is Craig Johnson, region manager for Fleetwood Windows and Doors, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Las Vegas. My role obviously is setting up dealers and, you know, working with dealer employees and architects and builders.
Perfect. So my next question is the name Fleetwood. How did the name Fleetwood Windows and Doors come about?
All right. This is Mark. I'll take this one. Do you remember the biggest Cadillac that was made? Anybody remember that?
Of course.
It was called the Fleetwood Brougham, right? I'm pretty sure it had sails on it. It was as big as a boat. And the Fleetwood Brougham in those days, in the 60s in particular, was known as the best luxury vehicle around. In America, anyway. And so Fleetwood had started from its inception of having the best sliding doors. And so we wanted to become the Cadillac of the industry. And that's where the name came from, the Fleetwood.
That's why I wanted to ask that question, is because we're always using the car parallels. And it, now you say Cadillac, and times change. But I think it's such a cool story to hear that part. We're talking about Fleetwood is the Bentley of sliding doors, but also telling that story of where it was then. And I just think it's such a cool story, because when you go to Fleetwood, doesn't your dad still have a parking space up front with an old car that he drives and still comes to the office, correct?
Yeah, he does. He actually is not driving right now, because as we were talking before the podcast here, some hip replacement surgeries, but he has a 1957 Bel Air. He has that out there and doesn't get to drive it as much as he'd like, but it's more of a, I don't know, kind of a flagship momentum of days past, but I love seeing it and like seeing him in it.
Yeah. And as we said in the intro about hips and, you know, my sales staff, we're having to get them bionic. And that's why, you know, Kevin is not here, but our stand-in co-host is my VP of sales and marketing. If you go all the way back to the beginning of The Art of Construction, you'll hear the interview of Brett and I, the story of how we came together and building our business. So I'd recommend you go back and listening to that. And Brett, from the local perspective, as far as really diving into the trenches, from the guy that's in charge of all our sales reps, what do you have to say about why we really hang ourselves and proud to be climbing the ranks as a Fleetwood dealer at Mountain View Window and Door?
That's a great question, Devin. I think when you look at Fleetwood, there's a lot of companies out there in the aluminum world and in the kind of in the luxury market, but Fleetwood really embodies what we've looked for in a company. First of all, it's an organization that's family owned. It's obviously more than 50 years old, and they've epitomized themselves as the leaders in the industry. Their real gift is that they strive for excellence in everything they do. They're not willing to let something that just because everybody else is doing it be the standard. They set the standard, whether it's manufacturing their own hardware because the European stuff that they were using for decades wasn't big enough or strong enough, or just leading the charge aesthetically. There is no complete package solution for windows and doors in that all aluminum category that is really being sought after in our market these days than Fleetwood. They're the best at what they do. And we like to be the best at what we do, so it's a natural partnership.
Mark, would you say that's a good testimonial from your customer that you want to build on a little bit here?
Yeah, well, it's the symptom of that what we've done is working, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to invoke a passion, and we talk about it in our circles a lot internally, is that if we do what we want to do, we're going to attract the best in the marketplace. And you see that really across the country. We believe it, and we know it. We have the best dealers throughout the country in their specific trade. Your company was attractive to us because you're a specialist in the luxury home market. So we need a specialist that handles the part of the chain that you do. Your link in the chain is your link. We are a good product, but we're nothing until we have a great dealer to take us to that market. And we use an expression that the dealers make us look good. And they really do. They take care of a lot of the things that wrinkles, if you would. The dealers iron those out as it gets to the public. We're a manufacturer. We design. We're heavily engineered, but we need that finish touch that only our dealers can do. So, yeah, I think he epitomized really what we're trying to do, and that's to have that branding that you just stated.
Cool. All about the food chain and all of us working together, doing our spot in that food chain, as far as we're always talking about be really good at a few things. Don't try to be everything to everybody. And I like how you said our part of the chain is that we are a window and door specialist. And you put me and the Mountain View family in a room, we're better than anybody. And we have that confidence and that character in the culture that we've created here comes from being taught by people like manufacturers like Fleetwood and Craig that's in, day out, training us and helping us and being available. But on the flip side of that, you contractors and architects listening to that, You're the person that makes our business work. And trying to be everything to everybody is just a recipe for disaster. And that's what's so fun about coming into Studio MVWD and not just talking hypotheticals. We're talking real world stuff here that people can really latch on to and run with. So, Brett, what are some of the other things we're doing locally with MVTV that we released the first Fleetwood videos today, didn't we?
We did. We did, Devin. Obviously, going on the strength of this podcast last year and having 39 podcasts under your belt in the first year was a great testimony to the vision of Mountain View and trying to be the best at what we could do. And not sitting on our laurels, though, we introduced MVTV this year as a way to really kind of expand ourselves, our talent, and be able to put across to the public videos that really describe what we do and kind of give our salespeople the ability to get information out there in the most usable format. And everything that's really usable these days is in the video world. So with that, we did release a couple of Fleetwood videos, and we'll have at least a dozen more coming in the coming months that showcase, you know, the Fleetwood products that we have on display and explain them and draw and garner a lot of attention towards this product, because, you know, it's a phenomenal product and we love working with it and we're really gaining some traction. What's fun too is seeing some of the premier builders and architects that we're dealing with fall in love with it just like we did. And seeing some of those projects start to come to fruition.
So again, Mountain View TV or Mountain View Television is a channel on YouTube that we are really taking deep dives into, like Fleetwood, where we're going to go way into the 3800 and go into what makes that door better and different. And I got to tell a story this morning. I just came from a job site of kind of this coming full circle as far as to paint the picture as the we're the window and door supplier on a whole house remodel. And when I say remodel, they're whole new roof. It's total gut redo project. And the original contractor came in here and his ducks were not in a row. And you could tell he was flying by the seat of his pants and just trying to figure it out. And when we went on the job site, he's on the phone and 20 minutes late. And I said, everything okay? He goes, I got four other jobs going and everything's, you know, he goes, can you guys help me with these windows? And I'm kind of in backwards here. I said, well, it'd be great if you had, you know, your customer here and the decision makers, there's a designer, right? Yeah, but I just can't coordinate any of that. And I could go into the details, but it's not worth wasting your time because we already talk about this every show, is get it right in people and get the collaborative effort of everybody around the table. Well, that contractor is no longer on the job. Today I went into the job site, had the first meeting, and Gunther, my sales rep, I commend him for rallying the troops and saying, let's learn from this and do this better the next time. So he had the designer there, the homeowner there, and the contractor there this morning, and we went through everything and started over. And It was so many aha moments, and it was like, well, we need to get into the showroom and we need to order these windows yesterday. And the last contractor was just trying to hit the budget. And it was always how we could value engineer everything to keep my homeowner off my back. Well, today, by understanding and educating properly, we upsold the window and door package will probably be double, but at the end of the day, it's all going to be done right and everyone's going to be on the same page and getting everybody together. And now we're all going to come together in the showroom. And on that particular one, it was value engineered to have multiple door systems in the, you know, the previous builder was going to Weather Shield and these other brands to go from Fleetwood to this. And the homeowner's like, I want that Fleetwood door, but he'd given him a price that didn't do his homework right and was flying by the seat of his pants. So he was just making up all this stuff, wasn't giving our information to the customer. If he would have just – we laid out a whole playbook that he could have used us to take that category and went on to the next thing. But he was trying to play games. And in the end, the finished Fleetwood door, that the way we can do it is – to paint the picture, is what he was going to do is to take our big 20-foot wide by 101-inch custom opening that's already been framed, and to take the four panels that are all XXXX, he was going to put a standard 6-0 Weather Shield door with another standard door, biparting door, and frame it all in and try to make it all work to be half the price. And when I today explained all that, you know, what the structure, the sight lines, that it's not all going to open, versus we've thought through the Fleetwood the right way. When you want to walk out to your grill, you just open the one door. But when you want to have the party, the whole thing opens up and you can stack it multiple ways. But yet The big thing we always tell everybody is think about when that door is closed. And Fleetwood has done such a great job of how the interlocks and how the whole door works together, because everyone always thinks about the 10 times a year they're going to have a party. But what about the other 300 and rest of the days of the year when it's going to be closed, how those interlocks stack? And that's what I love about the Fleetwood systems, how the engineering and design has went into that, to where now he's going to only have three interlocks on this whole opening, that now the lifestyle that we've created – everybody walked away from that meeting, and the new contractor looked me in the eye and says, I'm so thankful I have you in Mountain View here to support us and get this right the first time, because this is big money and big scary stuff that we took all the fear out of it in the window and door category. And these new designs, it's like more glass, less frames, more, 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 and then they drive the budget. And it's really the architectural is driven by the glass of the house. So that was such a, just a cool story of having everybody together. And then the designer goes, do you have any option for something for steel? It's like, it's either Hope Steel or something over here that is just not, it's, and I see it in every house idea book and all the designs. What's some options that you guys could elaborate on that could make Fleetwood, that by all means, Fleetwood is not the cheapest. We strive to be the best with all aluminum, but it still has its wheelhouse against some of those steel windows, right, Mark?
Correct. Yeah, we have a new product, I think, in the wood industry. It's a simulated divided light. So you've got a insulated glass, and then that airspace is filled wherever you're going to have a grid pattern to the inside and the outside of the glass. You have it an inside spacer, and then you attach to the glass surface inside and outside a piece of, in this case, aluminum that emulates a steel look. That's what we call it, a steel look. And there's a great market for it. And steel has downsides anyway, just performance-wise. Aluminum can be configured in a lot more styles, larger sizes. It can do things that steel cannot because of the limitations of cold roll or hot roll manufacturing, just to create the shapes for steel. So the market is there. And plus, the cost is probably in the neighborhood of half as much, which is unusual for us, isn't it, Craig, being on the cheap end? We're, you know, we're normally driving our products to be better. We're not pursuing a part of the market that is interested in saving money. Not that we're trying to cut a fat hog or sell something that is more expensive for expensive sake. We want to bring value to the party. You use the word collaborative. We look at ourselves, and when we design products, we're just a piece of the puzzle. We're a cog in the wheel. And architects have got this great vision, and mostly it's contemporary architecture, even though there's crossover, steel, wood clad. You know, you've used our products when you've used some of your wood products, because our aluminum can do things size-wise that wood cannot. But our wheelhouse, you mentioned that, is modern architecture. And you've got these brilliant architects throughout the world that are designing these luxury homes for clients that want what they want. And it's a piece of art. That's the name of your program. I picked up on that and thought, that is so simpatico with one of the things we accomplish at the core of who we are. We design our products as almost a functional art. And you take a look at Mondrian. You're familiar with the art of style of Mondrian. It's basically a bunch of rectangles that all fit together. And you look at the components of each one of our windows and doors and the crisp lines. We are essentially accomplishing a Mondrian piece of art one component at a time. And it's fun to do that, whether it's a historical house and they want the steel look, or it's a traditional style and they've got wood clad or wood elsewhere and they want one door that is painted to match the clad. That's where Fleetwood steps in. But our love, our passion, our design intent is all about that modern house.
Yeah. And as far as Brett, I want you to talk about what Fleetwood has done when it comes to energy efficiency. Is all aluminum has its challenges when it comes to these new requirements with energy efficiency. And I want to talk through what Fleetwood has been just awesome with working on us with the municipalities and Craig and all of us working in markets where we have projects in Aspen and those type of details where there's a lot to work on. What are some things that we've done or we're working on with new products like fiberglass and things and the like to make it all work? And like we you said at the beginning, Brett, is that Fleetwood has the whole project with windows, doors, all together that can all play well together but hit that energy efficiency at the end. So can you talk about what we're doing with that?
We have to take this back a couple of years, and obviously energy efficiency requirements are getting tighter, and municipalities and jurisdictions are adopting more stringent energy codes and what have you. And we happen to be in a market that's our bread and butter is 5,000 feet above sea level. And so there are some unique requirements that we have to keep in mind when we're bringing products to the market. The one thing that's been really fundamentally a great approach on the part of Fleetwood is to collaborate with us. You know, we have multiple times gone to them and said, this is a need we have that's going to help our builder, our HERS rater, or what have you, bring this project to fruition in a way that can appease the building department, but yet still offer the homeowner the aesthetic that they're looking for. And to their credit, Fleetwood has listened to us when it comes to the glass packages that we need, the U values that we need to hit. And they've done some great things in that area that have helped us. The software, having the U values within, having an NFRC report when most of the competition in the all aluminum industry has yet to even establish NFRC values that we're going up against. And that makes it really difficult to sell a product when you have to do all that legwork as a salesperson. To Fleetwood's credit, they've listened to us and they've given us exactly what we need right up front in the quote. It's really easy for everybody to discern and understand. And not stopping there, knowing that with Title 24 that they're dealing with in California, where they're manufactured, as well as across the country, the regulations getting tighter, they're not sitting around waiting to become obsolete in that category. They're engineering things like their new fiberglass product and more thermally broken products, and thermally broken products that actually perform better than the ones they have now, which are already at the forefront of the industry. So I'd let Mark speak to that, some of the initiatives they've taken on and some of the things that we can see coming down the pike.
Yeah, this is probably the topic that everybody that tuned into this particular podcast has been waiting for. So here it is, folks. We're going to talk about energy. Well, you're right, Brett. We're all in on energy issues. We realize that they're there, and we are unique in the market because we are not doing what so many of the newer products that have entered this market are doing. And they're more after a passive house sort of strategy. And what I mean by that, they're more about building aluminum framed refrigerator doors, big, thick, bulky, that are just socked in with insulation. Well, that accomplishes a lower U factor, and there's a market for that. But Fleetwood started from its inception with thin lines, big pieces of glass, sexy, linear, crisp. We're trying to accomplish big pieces of glass that operate effortlessly. And you can't accomplish that when your whole focus is energy efficiency, energy efficiency. You lose the forest for the trees, kind of. So we are a heavily engineered company. We've got 4 engineers on staff. We are pushing this envelope because, and speaking of envelopes, we know that under the IECC or Title 24, California's version, that there are trade-offs that are available. The key is to get the house envelope into compliance. Well, we're one component of that. And we are a key component, maybe the key component, if it is a contemporary house. So we've got to, we can't compromise all of the things that really drive that design just for the purpose of getting a lower U factor, if you would. So we're using creative methods to get our products to meet the architect's needs, their client who's paying for this whole thing, and to still satisfy the local codes. And we're doing that. One of the ways that Brett had mentioned is that we provide U factors up front. It's a service that our dealers provide. It's software that we've written. We want people to plug these numbers in early so that they can start realizing what's necessary throughout the rest of the envelope in order to get it to comply. And so that's kind of just as starting this, that's really what our thinking is. And then from there, every product that we design, we're not designing products for energy efficiency. We're designing products to meet the needs of the architect and their clients. And we're going to just keep pushing that envelope as long as we can do that. And we have a new product out, the 4070T. You guys are well aware of that. It is a cross-section
of our 3050 hidden track and our 3070 performance multi-slide door. And if you were to take a look at some details online, those of you that are listening, you will see the sill is different, radically different in both of those. The 4070T is a combination of those, and it's going to allow bigger pieces of glass, which everybody wants, and greater energy efficiency, and thinner, crisper lines than you've ever seen before, and a great segue of interior and exterior flooring. Seamless. It's not perfectly seamless because you still have to do something with water performance, and we're doing that, but it's going to be subterranean. It's a really cool design. It's innovative. I'll share some of the drawings with you guys later, but we're excited about it. You talked about our folding door. You talk about fiberglass. These are all things that fit within our design intent, which is modern architecture. And that's the drumbeat.
So talk a little bit about that folding door. You just recently released it. There are a ton of companies out there that have an all aluminum folding door. What's special about the Fleetwood door?
Yeah, it is special, and you'll know because you've been frustrated. You've been waiting for about a year and a half for us to come up with this, you and your sales team, because we could have come up with one a year and a half ago, but we waited for some of the key components like hardware. There is a company called Brio, and I think they're out of New Zealand, and they are fairly new to the U.S. They make a better hardware system for folding doors. We wanted that for our system, so we waited for them to get a couple of things in line, one of which is a stainless steel dual point latch. Most of our competitors are using a sculpted look, kind of a teardrop shape lever, and it's zinc die cast, and it's plated. Well, that maybe is okay for the Denver market, but it's not okay for much of the rest of the world where salt is an issue. Stainless steel not only looks good, it performs better than most of the materials that are out there. Fleetwood did not want to compromise. So we waited for the dual point latch. We waited for the carriers. We waited for hardware to be ready for us to design our product. Then the extrusions come. Our design team wants it to be as thin as possible. And I think that we're one of the thinnest or the thinnest that's out there as you put the two styles together. Most of the doors are only available 10 feet tall. We're going to be 12 feet tall with our product at about 42-inch panel width. So we are pushing the envelope. But I will say this, we designed our folding door not with the intention of becoming a folding door company, because we're still consistent with our intent to provide big pieces of glass. And Devin, you mentioned earlier about the doors are going to be closed most of the time. And we have to remind people that are looking at folding doors for their home. You know you're going to be looking through these closed most of the time. And do you want to see 6-inch vertical lines throughout this big expanse? Or would you rather just have a couple of thin vertical lines that you can with a sliding door? And the reaction is like, oh my gosh, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. We're always thinking that it's going to be open during the party. Well, you know, that's a couple hours, maybe 2 or 3 times a year. So we're trying to bring them back to what's the best product for the opening. We know we needed a folding door because there are a few openings in most homes where it's the right fit, and they wanted it to be Fleetwood. So we designed the best that's available, and those are just a few of the components that make it the best.
I think that's great. Mark, you talked about something. You hit on something that we do here a lot, and we call it a needs analysis. 90% of the plans you see coming through, and actually it's changing a lot now, and I think that it's changing because the architects we're working with are seeing that there is a different thing that they can put in than just a typical folding door. But you would see that folding door come across on plan set after plan set after plan set. And then in discussing those attributes and what is possible in the opening, not just what's drawn on paper, having those conversations, about 90% of the time, you could come away from that and people would understand that actually the sliding door is probably a better, or the multi-slice probably a better fit for that particular space. But I think it's... to your credit that you've identified that, you know, we're still missing part of the package, and that last piece can help us get the entire package. And so we appreciate that.
Correct.
I wanted you to talk a little bit more about the fiberglass, you know, for the obvious reasons of energy efficiency, but peel back a few more layers of what, when, how, you know, how is fiberglass going to work with your all aluminum and look? How is it going to look, and can you put it next to each other? Just talk through a little bit about the fiberglass through Fleetwood.
Sure. So we're looking ahead all the time. That's one of the things I think separates Fleetwood from the others. We're a family business, and we love what we're doing. I mean, we just kind of geek out
about the details, about the vision, and we love our dealers. We do business with people we like. We're collaboratives. We're part of the design. We're not just wanting to sell a couple of doors here and there or a house here and there. We love the whole process. It's very rewarding. As you know, it's one of the things that attracts you to Fleetwood is that it's part of that, and we're symbiotic in that regard. But fiberglass, as we look ahead, we're starting to see that as these building codes become more and more stringent, that we're going to need to drive the U factors down. I mentioned earlier what the European companies are doing, and even some U.S. companies, that they're going with more of a refrigerator door or window, big, bulky, insulated aluminum. Well, that's against the direction, our original intent of what we're supposed to be doing. So fiberglass is a material that allows us to be able to hit those clean lines and to still get bigger pieces of glass, not as big as aluminum, but still pretty large. And we're just getting into that now. We've got a partner, one of the best pultruding companies in North America, that's working with us on this. They're doing things with the shapes that our engineers have come up with that this company has never done before. Most of the fiberglass shapes that you'll see are more rounded edges. You take a look at our new 3850F, and you can take a look at a detail online if you're listening and interested at FleetwoodUSA.com, and you'll take a look at the details and compare that to the 3800T, which is the aluminum version of that fixed window system, and they look identical by design. So our thinking is that in a house where they're running the numbers and they're just trying to eke out just a little bit more energy efficiency, that maybe they can trade off some of the fixed systems that they would prefer to be aluminum in the 3800T, but now we can go ahead and put those into the 3850F, and it looks very similar. Certainly the same design. The color's different. You can't anodize fiberglass. You have to paint it. So if you have got an anodized house with the rest of the products, but our black paint and our silver paint, they match our two-stock finishes very well. And if it's a painted house, you would not be able to tell the difference. I can't tell the difference side by side if they're painted, and they're mine.
And that's what's so cool, is saying, what compromises would we make with knowing what's coming down the pipe? And Craig, you've been in the all aluminum window and door category for quite a while. We're not going to say names like Western or talk about other competitions, but talk about, as we look at different products, what are some of the things that you've seen as Craig? What company did you work for before Fleetwood?
Actually, I was with Western.
Western. Okay. So tell me some of the differences that you've, as you've been with Fleetwood now for a while and was with Western before that, because it's something we run into a lot for those, you know, less expensive or cheaper all aluminum products.
Some of the differences that we're doing would have to do with thinner lines, like Mark had mentioned earlier. We're manufacturing our own hardware now, so we're not buying like Truth Hardware, which is some of the less expensive hardware for sliding doors. Yeah, the other thing that we specialize in is having probably one of the best warranties in the business. We've got a lifetime warranty. We've also got a 20-year insulated glass warranty that's prorated. So we've got some of the best warranties in the business. I think that says a lot about our company.
Yeah, and in a family company, that's why I wanted to kind of start that way, as far as learning. It's been so rewarding to learn going back to Fleetwood, and I welcome any of our guests that want to take a trip back and see the showroom there at the manufacturing facility, and seeing the engineers and, you know, Mark and his dad still in there, and the family atmosphere, versus, as I've learned, our competition. You know, Western, for example, who are they owned by?
Private equity group.
And what's a private equity group?
Yeah, you know, it's a group of investors. And this is, by my count, this is, I think, the fourth round of private equity groups that have purchased them.
What do investors care about?
Bottom line, numbers, right? Yeah. Profit.
Yeah. So that's the part that really hit home for me, where it's like, yeah, we can get you this cheaper product over here. And Mountain View has chose to put all our eggs in Fleetwood's basket. And Mark has also really protected his dealers by the ones that work up the ranks and are fully committed, as really a partnership. And that's something that Fleetwood does different than a lot of people, and really takes care of their dealers. But that's really something I would challenge you contractors and architects out there listening to this, is to say, product that is owned, that is not a family owned, that's putting all this R&D and putting the money back into the company. I would say Mountain View is very similar to that. Our showroom, we're not taking just all our profits and putting it to some investor. It's owned by my wife and I, and this is a long-term play. In our showroom, we are putting our money back into this showroom, and I think that's really shows when you can come in and see full scale, like in our showroom, our multi-slide door that's a 15-foot wide by 10-foot tall, full-scale door, and you have really taken care of your dealers. And talk about your different dealer programs when on their website. What does it mean if you're a bronze versus a platinum?
Well, this is, we talked earlier about how our program is designed to attract the best dealers. Well, one of the things we've done is we've made it difficult to be a Fleetwood dealer. You, first of all, you have to qualify and be in the primary business of windows and doors. No disrespect to lumber yards, but we don't sell to lumber yards because they sell a lot of things.
They try to be everything to everybody.
And we know we need specialists. So we want boutique type places. We're attracted to Mountain View because you're boutique-ish. You get it. You want to do a few things exceptionally well. And that's who we are. So that's where the relationship starts to take. And then we started looking at, as we started talking to the best dealers throughout the country, what do you look for in a manufacturer? What are you attracted to? And things like a minimum resale price. They don't want the dealer that's down the street that works out of a shoebox to be able to sell a price to the job at the same that they are. It kills the market for everybody. And at the end of the day, that shoebox guy gets it. He doesn't know the product very well. That's one of the reasons he's in a shoebox, is because he doesn't have any real investment into anything. He destroys the whole thing. Everybody loses: manufacturer, contractor, dealer, homeowner, everybody. And our program looks at that and says, no way, no how. And so we are more in a path of combing the area looking for the best. And MRP is just one of those. Displays are a requirement. If you want to be a Fleetwood dealer and get any kind of notice at all, you have to have products of size and you have to have a decent looking showroom. You've got a beautiful showroom. It's taken a lot of money out of your pocket to do that. But it's the atmosphere in which we want to be, and it's the best place for somebody who's going to be spending a lot of money on windows and doors to come and see it, kick the tire, so to speak, and that's a big part of our vision.
Yeah, and I'm always talking on the Art of Construction, you got to buy right to sell right, and that's where when I'm talking to you contractors and architects is use, wherever you're at in the country, use that Mountain View dealer, Platinum dealer through Fleetwood, and go through them, because they're tested. They've went up the ranks and understand what they're doing. And the same for us is the top of Fleetwood is sitting here at Mountain View Window Door. You're out with your dealers, and we really appreciate you doing that and coming on the show and talking about that. So that's what kind of my call to action and takeaway for this show is for you guys listening to that, is to say, and way back to the beginning, Craig, when I was in my little strip mall, and go back and listen to the story about Brett and I buying this building, and Mark, you guys came into the little shoebox, right? And you got to start somewhere. So that's what this is about, learning and educating and teaching people to, how do you get from me buying a little business in a 1,500 square foot strip mall to owning two buildings and 28 employees and being known as the flagship dealer for elite product lines in Colorado. And that's what I love about a podcast, is that you can go back and listen to the beginning of how we built this up. But there was some long conversations for both sides of when we dove into this, as far as if we're going to do this, we got to put a goal and a plan of a 5-year plan in place, and we're going to hit that next year, right, Brett, as far as being platinum, having the displays, and we're going to leave and talk about that. So I'd love for kind of Craig and Brett to elaborate on how those conversations have went and how we went and how we've dove in to grow the business properly together.
Well, I think, you know, originally when I first met you guys, yeah, you were working out of that little small shop, and we started talking a little bit more about Fleetwood and the opportunities of Fleetwood, but one of the big things was moving into a bigger showroom, so you had more space for full-size displays, which you guys were willing to do. And as you started making some sales and adding some displays, you started moving up through the ranks a little bit. And I think you were starting to understand our philosophy a little bit better of how the Fleetwood system works.
Yeah, and I think from our perspective, Mountain View coming to the table, we were at that point, at a crossroads you get to with a business that, you know, we've talked about before on the show, of really trying to figure out, well, you can't be all things to all people. What are we gonna shoot for? And it was, I think, a perfect confluence of not only the AIA convention coming into town at that time, and Fleetwood really wanting somebody they could call a premier dealer to refer people to, and us wanting to take that step and be that luxury dealer. It was a good conversation, and it's been a great union since. Back to some things that were said earlier in the conversation regarding, you know, the values of the company. I look back at the beginning, and you're talking about the value of a man who would tell his son, you're not going to be in that office, you know, unless you get a college education. That's a big difference. You know, we work in this industry, and, you know, we see a lot of companies that are building fine luxury houses out there that somebody started it and took it on and went well with it. And we've all dealt with the son or daughter of that, you know, business as it's been turned over, and not necessarily to somebody who was ready for it to be turned over to them, because they haven't really cut their teeth the way they needed to. It's that principle that allows you to understand what's the ethos of a company. And, you know, I think from our perspective, seeing that firsthand come around to fruition over the last few years with Fleetwood, it's been very beneficial. And it's nice to be able to say to our architects and builders, you know, if you specify Fleetwood and if you partner with Mountain View, you're never going to have to tell your customer you're sorry.
And continuing on that, on the Colorado kind of level, is we're always talking about systems and structure on the show, and we have a really good system in place as far as how we go from going out and prospecting to the end. So Craig goes out and is help facilitating with all the rest of the sales reps as we're coaching our sales reps up to be ready to take on Fleetwood, and as we always use the parallel of going on race cars from the dirt track to get them into driving Formula One or NASCAR. That's what Fleetwood is ready to play in that arena, and how do you bridge that gap? But we have developed a system to where Craig is out there harvesting, and all the leads go through Brett, which all of our sales reps, we have 10 people in the organization and all at different levels and capabilities. But we try to not have a system to where this person only does this, only commercial, or they only do that. We more try to, as we learn and grow, but Brett is the leader of that. So the question I want to ask Craig and Brett, from this great system we put in place and now we have some jobs under our belt, what is the most unique project that Craig has brought to the table, and tell us the story about that, you two?
So we had a couple come to us that actually had a couple of other houses they'd already built in other places in the country, and one of them was in Palm Springs, which is fairly close to you guys' factory in California, and they were building in Sheridan, Wyoming, which is a few hundred miles north of where we are now, and certainly we hadn't done anything outside of the state at that point. We collaborated together with them through a long process, and the ultimate result was a phenomenal ranch-style single-level house with floor-to-ceiling, you know, 10-foot glass all the way throughout, multiple doors, and some large openings that were filled in a way that just presents this house as a looking glass house on a hill. And that was the largest project, single project we'd done to that point. What's fun is at that point it was challenging. At this point, we've got a half a dozen of those size projects under our belt that, and others that we're working on now. But that was fun to see a lead actually come from the factory, and for us to be able to turn that in. And that was our first experience with the way that Fleetwood goes to market, actually having their reps in the field contacting architects, setting up presentations, and doing a lot of the legwork for us. You don't get that kind of representation from most of our other manufacturers.
And I wouldn't say for us, I would say with us. It's really, you know, and Craig gets us involved early and often, and the sales reps, we continue to be better in working together. Tell us about the biggest piece of glass on that project, Brett.
That was interesting, too. The biggest piece of glass was, I think it was about 88 square feet. What's unusual about that is window manufacturers stop warrantying glass around 50, maybe 60 square feet. At the time, Fleetwood would do glass up to 70 square feet and warranty it. And at this point, you know, sometimes a homeowner just wants what they want, and they wanted something even larger. So Fleetwood supplied the frame for that, and we were able to source the glass elsewhere. And in that particular instance, all said and done, we helped them install it, and it turned out wonderfully. And of course, when you do something like that, you know, you may maybe forego a warranty, but sometimes people just want what they want. And, you know, it was nice to be able to actually come full circle and get that whole project done.
Any corner meat glass on that job?
Yes. Nice lead in. There were 8 separate corner meat units. Huge, 10-foot tall, 5-foot wide one way, 4-foot wide the other way. It's very unusual to see. You see a lot of corner meat glass units. You don't see them that size. And we've had on more than one occasion people that have migrated to Colorado to start their business out here, and they have familiarity with Fleetwood from being in the various valleys in California where it's more prominent. And we've had several people come to us, one in particular who said, every time I went to a parade or saw something that was just blew my mind, when I got close enough to see it, it was a Fleetwood product. You know, and so when he came here, he had to do Fleetwood. We've worked with several contractors who have said that. So it's nice to be able to do something in a way that nobody else really can.
On the flip side, what was the most challenging project that we've worked on?
One and the same. I mean,
and that's fair to answer, because it was one of those jobs where you look back and there's those moments in a business or that kind of can go one way or the other. And that's one of those where me as the owner, or the leader of Mountain View, is that I have no problem investing into what and going for it and putting the displays in and signing those checks and say, Brett, does this fit the mold? This fits what we're doing. It's a little bit outside of our targeted area, but this job makes sense. And Craig has worked. They have Fleetwood in their house now, so they know what they're getting into. Let's go for it. But then you have to work out the logistics. And how do you work out the logistics of our team that went from doing a job 5 miles from the showroom to 300 miles from the showroom, and working those logistics and getting a piece of glass on the job site and understanding the risk of $20,000 pieces of glass and all this kinds of stuff that goes into it. So I would agree with you. I kind of sat back and said, hopefully Craig and him have done the homework, and here we go. And we'll put pictures of that job on the show notes so you can go see that and some of the displays of our suction cup machine pulling that piece of glass off the semi that came from New York and all the stuff. As a growing business, you got to take risks, but you have to take calculated risks. And I would not, you know, you have to buy right to sell right now. People that we knew, if there was going to be issues, we were going to call Fleetwood and they were going to do whatever they could to help us figure that out. And the corner meet glass, not just like everyone else, just put your single piece of glass, talk through the right overlap and the best way to do those to where they're going to hold up over time. So that I would agree with you that, and I'm excited to say we've done several others from them. And every job you do, you go get through it and say, huh, that's no problem. And you're always pushing yourself. And when you're at the table with the people that can make decisions, that's what I love. It's so much fun to say, we can give you feedback of like the energy efficiency. It was so amazing. Brett came running into my office one day. I mean, it was like a kid. When you talk to a guy that's like so passionate as like window and door geeks, he's like, Devin, you got to see it. The new energy is on the report. It's just right there live. And no one else would even listen to us to even talk about how to do it. And Brett, and there it was. So you're welcome to talk more about that, but I remember that.
Like, okay, yes, I'm a little bit of a techno geek when it comes to that kind of stuff. Because prior to that stuff, it was hours meeting with the building department and doing some of the things that we had to do to kind of coach a job through. When in reality, you know, the building department, they're interested in making sure that somebody else, an engineer or somebody, is responsible for something hitting the target. All they want is something on paper that says this meets it, it's been tested, it's approved, and kind of makes their job simple.
And well, everybody from the beginning to end, the architect and everyone's CYA, and that's what gets challenging when there isn't something to put to them, you know?
And to have it now in literally, you know, as Mark mentioned earlier, you know up front, you know when you're going through building it, if you have a certain U value to hit to, you can change the glass, a makeup, and immediately get positive feedback within seconds of what that's going to do to the U-value of each particular item, pull it all together. And literally, that's, you know, that's taken, in some cases, days of work, and it's down to mouse clicks. It's huge.
And can I add something to that?
Brad? Absolutely.
And we want architects and builders, get us involved in that early, because we don't want to waste time either. We have a very specific product that we manufacture, that Mountain View sells. Nobody wants to spin wheels, so we don't want to waste your time. But get us involved early. Let us give you some numbers on some of the key openings. Let's see if you can make this thing work. We believe you can. We know you can. And the key is getting us in early, whether it's glass change, whether you're going to go from 2x6 to a heavier insulation down to 2x4 with foam, whatever it is that you builders and architects are able to do. There's a lot of technologies on the rest of the envelope that can be done. This is such an architectural feature that it really should be the leader on it, rather than the 11th hour. Hey, here's our average, Brett's. Can you meet the number?
Exactly.
And then you end up having to go with some wood clad product. No disrespect to wood clad, but that's not what the original architect wanted in those openings. And so it's just a real shame. And I want to add one more thing here, because this is key to the philosophy that we have that I think lends itself to our success. You were pretty stoked about me, I think it was maybe even in here, Craig and I, and you were telling us what your need was. And I brought it back to the IT director, and he's always telling me, Mark, we can do anything. And so he does his software code writing, and he spits out this thing, and you get this, you know, kiddish reaction that you have. Hey, Devin, look at this thing, which we love. And we do the same thing on our end. You just don't get to see it. But what makes that possible is that we've filtered out a lot of the noise in how we go to market. Devin, you asked about bronze and platinum and gold and how our dealer levels are set up. And it's fairly elaborate, but it's all intended to get the best. Once we have the best and we know we have the best, everything that they say, it means a lot to us. It's driving our business. It's not just, hey, you know, why don't you guys get us some pencils that we can pass out? That kind of stuff is noise. It's, you, if you would really do this, or if you guys could come out with this particular feature on a product, we could really meet the needs of our clients. We hear that and we react to that. And so it's a self-imposed filtering that comes from our philosophy of doing best, doing work with the best, and fewer number. We're always looking at trying to actually thin the number of dealers that we have, because we have a responsibility to the end users that no matter where they go in the country and in some places in the world to get Fleetwood, that their experience is going to be like it is with Mountain View. It's going to be exceptional. And we just want to do what we do best, and we need our dealers to do what they do best. But it's a philosophical platform tenet, if you would. And that's just one example of how we glean success from just our decision to do business with the best.
I see that, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, when we do talk, you guys do listen. You know, I'm sure you must have heard 1,000 times about maybe a meeting style needing to be narrower, you know, and talk about, you know, you came out with the archetype narrow hardware and style. Talk about the impetus for that and how you brought that to fruition, and how having that be something that was designed, manufactured, and ultimately engineered and everything in-house, how that freed you up to do what you needed to.
About 15 years ago, we started realizing, after hearing architects throughout the country, they were expressing disappointment in our product, and they would go something like this. I remember one architect in Hawaii, Dan Moran. Dan, if you're listening, hi. He said, Mark, I love your product. I specify your sliding doors on every house I do. I love your doors, except for your crappy hardware. And we'd been hearing that for a lot of years, and we were sort of a slave to the hardware industry, because that's where we got our hardware, was from the hardware industry. And it was going into different parts of the world to be manufactured, starting 20, 30 years ago. And the quality was going down, 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 and it was tainting our door. It was tainting Fleetwood's reputation. So we started getting together, our team, which is our family, and we said, we've got to start making our own hardware, because the hardware industry is going the wrong direction. So we started making our own rollers. That was the original Mammoth, which is now the Archetype 3, A3 and the A2. And then we came up with the sliding door hardware that Mr. Moran wanted. It's called our Archetype. It's our own design. It's even patented. And it's hard to get a patent these days in hardware, but our engineers have been able to do that. And it just shows you some of the commitment that we have. Well, the archetype had to be a certain width in order for the ergonomics and the mechanics to work inside. And we were disappointed because we wanted thinner, but having quality hardware was much more important than having a thinner line at the jam, because you could, our thin lines are in the middle in the glass. We could still take care of that with our interlockers. Where it needed a lock, and it needed a last. So we compromised there in the right direction. Well, for years, Brett, we were hearing thinner, 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 especially when doors come together, meeting styles. That's when that thicker style really started to hurt us. Well, we put it back into our engineers after manufacturing the archetype for about 4 or 5 years, and they were doing some R&D. And one of the brilliant guys on our team came up with the way to take about 1.25 inches out. And it was a north and south rather than an east and west articulation. And he was able to do it. It took some doing, but then we came out with it, and we call it the archetype narrow. We went back to a thinner style. We have two choices now. The one has a smaller footprint, but funny enough, the bigger, the original archetype is still the flagship. Most people prefer it because there is a architectural beauty to it. In fact, you'll see it. Check this out. I don't watch, what's the show? I Am Kate, right? With Bruce Jenner. I don't watch the show, but I am flipping through the TV the other night and I see the show and I'm bored. So I flip on it, see what's going on. And it's Bruce and a bunch of people in the room. And guess what's on?
Kate.
What do I see on the back? I see Fleetwood Doors. Fleetwood Doors are in Bruce Kate's house. And there's a distinctive style of the hardware. It's our archetype. And I can, you can spot it, see it in movies, see it in television. And those sort of things are very humbling for us because we're just a little family business that's just trying to do what we want to do the best. And that's how the archetype narrow came about.
Yeah, I have to tell a story. Last weekend, so my daughter is just, she's 15 months old and she just loves the sandbox. So I was like, well, I got to take her to the beach. And so last weekend we flew to San Diego, just the three of us. And we stayed at the Hyatt Mission Bay. And I said, I told the cab driver, drive us all the way to the end and I'm going to walk in and Eva's going to see the beach and then we're going to walk back to the hotel. So it was awesome. Eva played in the beach all day. And then we walked back and I'm walking back and I'm looking up and I'm all these right on Mission Beach, all these houses are right on the beach. And it was that very thing I'm watching. I'm like, well, there's the archetype hardware. There's these radius. That's a Fleetwood. And I was like, it's cool to be part of the Fleetwood Mountain View family because of that hardware now. It's yours, ours, however you want to say it. But it's a differentiating factor, that little detail to we're so proud when we see. Because every house, 3 miles of the coastline was all glass walls and you'd see the fleet one and something was just better about every one of those. So it was really cool to see that. Yeah. So we're getting to the end of the time. So on closing, I want you guys both to kind of say, wrap up as a learning organization, what is something that, you know, the last thing, if one thing about Fleetwood that you want everyone to know about, and then something through being in the industry that you've learned for contractors and architects to help them grow their business.
We tout that we spend a lot of time on the little things. And the little things, if you take a look at any beautiful product that's manufactured, it is a compilation of a lot of exceptional little things. Luxury cars, we talked about that earlier. And that's what we try to do with every product that we manufacture. If you just take a look at a sliding door, it's not just aluminum and rollers and a latch. There are screws, there are different types of weather stripping, and the different types of weather stripping have different materials, different grades of vinyl, different finishes of anodizing, different types of processes on the aluminum. You can have 6063, which is the recipe, the cake mix, if you would, for the aluminum alloy that we use, but you can get cheap stuff from other countries that won't be mentioned here, or you can use a pure 6063 that holds an anodic finish, anodized finish in remarkable ways when you compare it. There's, and I could go on about that, but I'd like for your audience to hear that we are so geeked out by the little things that whenever you come to Fleetwood product, whatever it is, window or a door, that you are going to be almost excited about how it operates and how it looks, because of these little things. And not a lot of companies will do that. We mentioned one of our competitors earlier. They're more interested in what the balance sheet looks like. My business partners is my family. It's a family meeting once a month. And they continue to give me great latitude in pricing because they're not just trying to let that fall all the way to the bottom. They want that to go back into the business. They want it to go to our dealers. We want to incentivize this movement to go for many more generations. And that's only going to happen if there's a passion. And the passion has to be in for the little things. It's going to get that boyhood, childlike excitement that where a grown man runs into another grown man's office excited about energy reports. That's the kind of thing that we want to evoke. And we do that.
I would say the ability to be able to do such large sizes like we do, the 70 square feet of glass, I mean, for window walls, and the ability to keep really small sight lines using products like our 3800 T-Series inch and a half sight line reveal. As you look at it, we're able to do some fantastic sizes with very good quality as far as hardware and rollers and just the fit and finish of everything that we do.
Brett?
One thing I've learned from going down this road and getting to the level that we're at is, you know, when you deal with a luxury builder who's graduated beyond maybe starting out in tract housing and moving his way to semi-custom into customs and then full-on, finally gets to the luxury category, they're used to dealing with people who at that level really know what they're doing. What's fun at this table is knowing that you have a product that really is the best of the best, knowing that you've assembled a team that is the best of the best. I would say to contractors and architects, one thing you get by partnering with Fleetwood and with Mountain View, you get a group of people who can help you take something that is so fundamental to your project, the windows and doors, and give you something start to finish that makes your process easier, that makes your client happy, that makes your, whether you're the GC or the architect, when you walk away from this project and you're done, you can look back and say, I'm proud to have my name on that. And there are very few people that can do that.
Great stuff. I would say at the end, if we want to make you look good. In Fleetwood and Mountain View, when it comes to Colorado for this big modern movement and all this glass, we're here to make you look good. And if you're geeked out like we are, go to the show notes and see some more details and follow up. There's the message board on there. We appreciate the owner of Fleetwood coming out here and talking through all this with us. And we couldn't do it without our local support. So thanks for coming into Studio MVWD and telling your story. And we can't wait to hear the feedback and see more Fleetwood projects in the marketplace, correct?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Mark's pretty good on the podcast radio voice, huh?
I think he's done this a time or two before.
I think he knows how to speak Fleetwood pretty well.
You know what? Raised on it from the age of two on up, having to do everything at the factory to get to where he was, and having a father that forced him to actually own it as if it was his own baby and do it right from start to finish. I think that's given us a great company to partner with, and man, it's just a joy to have him there here with us today.
Yeah, it was really rewarding to go back and kind of relive some of those moments along the way as we build up the platform to this. And I feel like we're really just there to really launch and really build the catalog of killer jobs. And with this modern movement, they're so good with their dealers, but they really hold the dealers accountable. And it's like when we have to make the trips and we're going to be going to the Dealer Elite Conference. But I think back at the time when you and I flew out to Fleetwood, kind of just getting the ball rolling, and it just so happened that Craig's flight got canceled, so it was just you and I and the owner, Mark McCoy, and it was kind of, we're kind of new as the ownership, you know, me as the owner and Brett getting this thing going, and it was just so rewarding as Mark personally picked us up, spent the day with us to introduce us to his father with seeing the Bel Air car out front, and the whole, we knew we had hung our hat on the right place. As we're always talking about, you got to buy right to sell right.
Yeah, I think what I took away from that trip too is everybody was fully vested. We've always said that here. You got to have good people, and those people have to care. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs, but when I look at our family right now, I see everybody willing to give 110%. And I know that everybody that's doing a job for us here at Mountain View, they're fully committed. I don't have to worry about them doing their part because they're doing it, and they love it, and they own it. And that's something I saw at Fleetwood when we were there. Everybody from the engineer to the gals that help with quoting to accounting, everybody there had a smile on their face, and they were happy about what they were doing from the production floor on up. And you could tell they're treated well. And, you know, one story about that, you know, most people aren't aware. Everybody at Fleetwood gets an entire week off the week of Christmas. That's just a testament to that company's desire to have a place that's not only fun to work with, but where people are passionate about what they do. And you could tell from this interview with Mark, he's very passionate about what he does. He loves it. And in our day and age, sometimes you don't find that. And so when people are passionate about what they do, they perform and they excel. And that's why it's been great to partner with them.
You know, I always say price, service, quality, pick two. Fleetwood and Mountain View has hung their hat on. I don't think we need to tell you which two. But you always talk about, tell us what you say about some of the other brands, the word cheaper.
Sometimes we'll be dealing with a general contractor for the first time and haven't basically nurtured that relationship yet. And comparing an apple to an orange, and they're like, well, this guy can do it for this price and everything. And sometimes I like to ask them back, ask that representative, whoever's selling you that product, to identify for you a cheaper product in the market. In a lot of cases, that's the silence. You get the silence back because at that point they understand, yeah, there really isn't a cheaper product, or I don't want to be in that company. And that's what you're dealing with. We never have to worry about that with the companies Mountain View chooses to partner with, because we don't want the issues and hassles that are associated with being the cheap guy in the market. We're looking for the best companies. I think you've heard throughout this show that passion and that desire on the part of Fleetwood to not be the cheapest, to not even be ordinary, to be extraordinary, to be the best at every detail that goes into their products. And that's what you get with them, and that's what you get with Mountain View.
Perfect. So tune in to MBTV if you want to see detailed videos of that, or go to the website in the show notes and you can be directed to all the professionals that we talked to on the Art of Construction here regarding Fleetwood All Aluminum Windows and Doors. Thanks for another great show and coming in and talking about your products.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.